This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
When Job's friends arrived on the scene of his suffering, they tried every way they could think of to make sense of Job's plight, to show why Job himself was the reason for his troubles. But John, does the suffering of our friends always make sense?
Certainly doesn't make sense to us, no. It makes sense to God. Therefore, it's not irrational. It's not ultimately absurd. And our perspective is not God's perspective. We don't have the sight he has. There are numerous analogies of this. The one I like best, I think, is of the carpet. And this one was used, I believe, by Corrie ten Boom, who suffered much, you know, as a person during the World War II when she was imprisoned for helping Jewish people. She said, the suffering of the world is like looking at the bottom of a tapestry. And God is weaving it from the top down, and he sees the picture developing. We're looking at it from the bottom up, and we're seeing all these tangled threads that just doesn't look like they make any sense at all, but it's the same tapestry. And God, I think, in the Bible, gives us enough evidence of his wisdom as a tapestry maker and enough glimpses of the big picture of the tapestry and enough promises that he's going to make all the threads of our lives beautiful, that even when we can only see the bottom from time to time, we can trust him. And that's what we do in trouble. We don't have to understand our own or another's suffering to the extent that we understand why it happened now, why it happened to this degree, why it's having these effects. We can't see all of that. What we can see is the promise, I will work all things together for your good, and I will magnify my grace in your weakness. God has given us enough in the Bible so that we know there's a tapestry up there. I'm a part of it. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to hang on to him.
Well, for that person who is wrestling with suffering, perhaps you could pray for them right now as they go through this and pray for their strength.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, I pray with the Apostle Paul that you would grant everyone listening to me right now that they would be strengthened in the inner man according to the riches of your glory through your Spirit, and that Christ would dwell in their hearts by faith, and that they would be rooted and grounded in love and have power, spiritual power, with all the saints to comprehend what is the height and depth and length and breadth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge right in their suffering. I pray that Christ would be a treasure to them, that Christ would be their hope, that Christ would be their strength, that Christ would be their joy. Lord, make Jesus so real, so powerful, so deep, so authentic, so unshakably sure that they would not waver in unbelief as they deal with the pain in their lives. O Lord, give sustaining grace, not grace to bar what is not bliss nor flight from all distress, but this, the grace to order, the grace that you've given when you order our trouble and pain, and then in the darkness are there to sustain. Sustain everyone, Lord, by your grace as they cast themselves on you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself. And explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.